Have you been listening to the news lately? How American Christianity is being under attack? How our values and the things that are written in the Bible are being diminished around us day by day? Let me ask you a question, if I may. Are you saved? Please don't tell me that you have read or recited some 30-second prayer in a pamphlet, or that your pastor told you you were saved. Please don't tell me that you were baptized when you were little, or when you were much younger, or that you have a date written in the back of your Bible that the evangelist told you to write. The question is this: after everything that is happening today in our world, and after listening to God's word, have you seen your sin? Has God convicted you? Has He done a work in your heart? Have you seen your sin and given up on every work to save yourself, and decided to throw yourself to Jesus Christ, to this perfect man, this awesome God, this man called Jesus? That's my question to you. And if so, how do you know? Don't tell me that you believe, because demons believe. Are you saved right now? Please understand that unless you are passionate about Jesus, you are not saved. If you want to tell me that you read the Bible, or that you go to church once a week or twice, and even perhaps even help the poor or read mature verses, and you believe that this is sufficient for eternal life, you are hellbound. Please understand that Jesus is not a trophy nor something to pass time with. He must be everything in your life. Unless you're passionate about Him every moment of the day, you are lost and will die and go to hell. You will know when you're saved, because the Spirit of God will bear witness, and your life is changing and continues to change in the perfect image of Jesus Christ. If that witness and that changing is not present in your life, then my dear friend, wherever you may be, you're going to hell. Our merciful Father will come and discipline you if those changes are occurring in your life, and you will continue to repent now more than ever, every day. And you will believe more of the Word of God today than you did yesterday. That you have sinned before the throne of God. So I ask you again, has God convicted you before His Son? And are you saved?